Will you pray with me? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, think about the story, because that's what this song you're going to hear is about. The story that was just read. This is Christopher Grundy, who is teacher, professor at Eden Seminary, where he teaches preaching and liturgical arts. It is a story about transfiguration, being transformed by God. Jesus, James, and John go up the mountain with Jesus brings Peter, James, and John up to the mountain with him. Two people appear. And as those two people appear, they are weighed down with sleep. But they didn't go to sleep. They're just weighed down with sleep, and they stay awake, and they see this change that came over Jesus. They don't know what to make of it. They have no idea what to make of it. And so they continue to look around. And they do the only thing that they know what to do, and to say, okay, let's build these altars, basically, for them. And no, that's not what they're supposed to be doing. And this cloud comes over them, and this voice, this is my son, my beloved, my chosen. Listen to him. Can't you imagine being terrified?
Transfigure me so that I might be for thy Jesus, for thy Jesus. Transfigure me so that I might be for thy Jesus, Jesus.
I'll take prayer. Take me up to the mountain.
Transfigured isn't totally about being in the cloud and the face is changing. It's about being transformed to be who God has called us to be, each of us. And it's terrifying at times when we're transformed into what God has called us to be. But again, this word is really strange. Transfiguration. Hey, Gabriel, what transfiguration, that's in Harry Potter, right? Yeah? Harry Potter, Gabriel? Yeah? And what's that class about? They take what? Say that again. They take spoons and other things and make them into animals in transfiguration class. Now, how does that fit into this word that's really strange that we talk about on this Sunday? Transfiguration class in Harry Potter and Transfiguration Sunday. It's about changing us, being transformed into what God has called us to be. Changes us. We are changed because the love of God. We are transformed because of God's love for us into the people, the beings, the things that God has called us to be. Because you see, sometimes we put up false fronts. And God doesn't want us to put up false fronts. God wants us to be who God has called us to be transformed, changed through the love of God. It can be terrifying. It can be refreshing. It can be grace-filled always. Because you see, what this is when we're transfigured, when we're changed, it's the redemptive mission of Jesus. That's what this whole story is about. That's why Elijah and Moses are part of the story. Because it's the history from the Exodus to the end times. It's the whole of history that the story is about. This is my son, my chosen, my beloved. Listen to him. That hymn we just sang about. It's about us too being transformed into children of God. Being changed from the inside out because we are God's people. It has this sense of mystery about it. This glimpse of what is possible when we open ourselves up and totally live into God's love. And that mystery is so important to our faith. This text comes around every year, and so I've been preaching on this text for probably 28 years. Each time, different words pop out at me. As I read the text today for the first time, as I began to study it, listen. The disciples were weighed down with sleep. I don't think that ever hit me before. The disciples were weighed down with sleep. They were terrified. And glory. What words do you hear? Because each time we hear those words, we grow in faith. What does it mean to be weighed down with sleep? They stayed awake, but they were weighed down with sleep. I guess I kind of picture it like this. You know when you're sitting at home and you're watching a movie that you're really, really excited to watch and you're just so relaxed and all of a sudden you wake up and the movie's over? Weighed down with sleep. But see, the disciples didn't go totally under. They were awake enough to see the glory that was shining around them. So they didn't miss it. They were relaxed. And feeling God's love fill them. But they were also terrified. Think about it. When a cloud comes down over you, kind of like when it's foggy, so foggy you can't see, sometimes it's terrifying to move that next step. But then out of that cloud, out of that terrifying scaredness, you hear, "You are my beloved child. I am well pleased with you." That's how we're changed. We feel God so much. That love that encompasses us, that helps us to stand up and to be transformed, to be changed. That mystery, we don't know how it happens, but the mystery of that faith, of our faith. So these words I want you to remember. Listen, be silent. I have much to tell you. That's kind of what I get out of the story. Listen, be silent. I have much to tell you. We are a people of prayer and mission, living into God's grace. So what's our mission? Experiencing God's grace, seeking God's mission, sharing God's love. When we are transformed into God's, we experience God's grace, we seek God's mission, and we share God's love. It's not ending. It's constantly changing us and calling us together. These words hit me as I was thinking about the text this week. One of the commentaries that I read wrote this: professing faith is one thing, but living our faith requires greater depth and breadth in our spiritual formation. Professing faith is one thing. It's okay to say, yeah, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. But living that faith, living out that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, requires a greater depth, a greater education, a greater love, a greater change as we transform into spiritual beings. God calls us. God loves us. Listen to Him. My chosen, my beloved. I got lots to share. How are you living that? This week, as I was visiting Shana at the hospital, Trey was there one day. And so I took Trey out for a while, and Trey and I were talking and in the hallway and having conversation, and Trey said to me, Pastor Mindy, you're part of everybody's church. Okay, that five-year-old gets it. We are everybody's church. When we are transformed, when we are changed into what God is calling us to be, we are everybody's church. That is great news. That five-year-old gets it. Do you? Let's be transformed. And let's transform the world through love and grace and compassion.